Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Greetings, children of the solstice. Gather around the cauldron for another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Which witch are you?
The witches continue their recent reviews, from raves to booze. Books, projects, products, and services. Listen in to hear what's good right now. And now, Shelley, Lisa, and Daryl.
Hey, welcome back, witches. It's been a week since we've talked to you, but it's been 5 seconds since we recorded last week's episode. Hey, welcome back to part two of I Like It, I Love It, our recommendation show for 2025. We're really excited about it. We got so carried away with the last part that we decided to make it a two-parter for you. So we're doubling your value.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're like a value meal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So last week we covered what we were listening to, what we were watching, podcasts, documentaries, music, and some things we gave 5 stars, some things not so much.
Couple of turds.
Yes, yeah. But if you want to know what we said, go back and listen to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, this isn't a recap show.
That's
no,
right.
It's not.
We've got shit to do.
Yeah.
Today, joining me in part two is the bad witch, Lisa Brown.
Hi.
And her husband, Daryl Brown, the mound witch with 2 N's.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
He has his new gang sign. It's 2 N's.
A gaggle of gang members.
Yeah.
We like our collective nouns. I am your good witch, Shelley Majors. Hi, Leo.
Yeah.
So this part, I think we'll probably go a little bit faster because these are things that we don't do as much of. But we were talking about recommendations, like I said, and one of them is books. It's a category. We were talking about book recommendations. I haven't read a book since high school.
Oh.
So that's not true.
I said, wait, what?
No, but I'm like, we could talk that's about me. Books or articles or whatever. And really the only thing that I've read lately is like a menu and restroom signs. So I am looking for recommendations from you guys, our listeners, and you guys, our witches. Something that is catchy and not too hard, and this is who I like. I like Gillian Flynn. I like Carolyn Kepnes, the You lady.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't love the show, but I loved those books. So if anybody has something like smart mystery, like I loved the show The Resonance, something like that that's kind of a whodunit sort of situation, let me know. I'm looking for a good book. I've been sitting next to Ahab's Wife is on my nightstand that I read years ago with Deb and Lisa. I love it, but
I've never read it.
It's wonderful.
Okay.
We had a book club that Lisa faked her way through. And then
you had Cliff Notes?
Band of Brothers. And I really want to read that too because there's some people in Brian's family in there. And also I watched the HBO Tom Hanks series and it was great. But neither one of those are making me crack it open. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did a little Laura Ingalls. That's about third grade reading.
Mm-hmm.
So it worked out for me. I liked it. But give me something new. What are you guys reading?
I'm trying to find Danica, my friend, who was also a guest on our show, told me about a book and I put it on
in a safe place.
I put it on my Amazon, like in my cart.
Smart.
And now I you well, it would have been if I wouldn't have deleted it because I think that I deleted it.
Smart. And like Stephen King has a new one every 5 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and there's even old ones of his that I haven't read. But yeah, I'm looking for something that I can't sleep because it's so good.
Stephen King reminds me of that psychic that used to be on Brown. What was her?
Sylvia Brown.
Sylvia Brown had a book out every week, it seemed like. My new book, yes. My new book. I'm like, good God, lady.
So prolific. Well, yeah. I guess if it's your full-time job, you could do it.
Well, Lisa's looking for that. Guys, I really don't read books that much, but if you know a light reading about maybe some music, a band or something new, I did read The Dirt, of course.
So good.
I read Tommy Lee's book. I read the Gene Simmons book.
Did Pamela Anderson have a book? No, she had it, although the show's recently.
You know,
I have no idea.
That's a good question. She may have a book, but you know, just something light, something, you know, something thin,
something lightweight.
Can I get a Laura Ingalls of rock and roll book, please?
They should make a behind the music anthology, like a best of.
Yeah,
that would be so great.
Oh goodness. So no, but that I just, like I said, it's tough. I started reading this one book because me and Lisa, we have a little sitting area. We've talked about it before. It's way too freaking hot in the winter or the summer to sit up there. And then in the winter, it's way too dark.
Right.
So we don't, we either need to get good lighting and sit up there and read. But I do have a book that I started to read up there. And I haven't gone back to it for it's been a year now.
Yeah. We need some book motivation.
I wish
need
I could
some
find
book
this
motivation
for your book nook.
I did. When I was in Dillon, I read a whole book, and it was the...
It was about Whole Foods. It was really cool.
No. It was Patrick Hines' book.
Oh, yeah.
He is the co-host of True Crime Obsessed, which is a podcast that I enjoy.
All of us enjoy, yeah.
Yeah, we all enjoy. And it's called... now I'm having a brain fart. I just had it. Failure is not an option. And it's a biography.
Autobiography.
Thank you. Good God. I leave for 2.5 seconds. I lose my brain. It's an autobiography. It's pretty. I thought it was funny. A lot of people have mocked it and stuff. I thought it was an easy read and I giggled. And
yeah, well, you know, the funny thing
about.
Is. When you read that book, you read it in his voice, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I love his voice. He does. He's great.
Yeah.
And still, one of the best moments of my life was getting to meet those people.
Yeah.
I seriously, it was a great time.
It was. It was a great book, and they're really nice people. And I'm glad I supported it. And
glad we cheated our way into that line.
Is that his second book?
No, it's his first.
That's
one.
His first book. Well, good on him. It just seems like that would be so hard. So that was short and sweet, but this one might get a little bit more traction.
Ooh.
So what would you recommend for a craft or a project?
I'm still cross-stitching.
Yeah. And but what's your actual cross-stitch project right now?
It's
it's made by Temu.
I bought it off of Temu, so let's see how it ends up looking.
Is this still the one with the flowers and the black? Yeah.
So it's a death moth.
Uh-huh.
And then it has lots of browns and blacks and creams and stuff, which matches my... The reason I got that
decor.
One in particular is because it matches my bedroom.
Sure.
And I thought, well, I'll frame it and then put it in my bedroom. Cause
make it
like
a pillow.
Because the last one I did, it was like witchy and it's cute, but I don't see
we'll
I
hang
can
it
frame
up.
It.
We'll put it on the front door for Halloween.
Sure.
There you go. That's a good idea.
Yeah. And stuff. But I got it and it's not necessarily looking like the picture.
Oh.
And it also, it's funny because when I got it, it wasn't like, so the last cross stitch I did, you have to count.
Right.
Like how many stitches you do.
Like 10 over, 3 up or whatever.
Exactly. It's like a game of Battleship.
Right.
And this one is actually like diamond art where it's colored.
Okay.
So the back of it has colors and like, let's say yellow is black.
Okay.
So all the yellow you cross stitch black.
Okay.
And then you wash it at the end and all the color comes out and it's,
whoa.
Yeah, it's great.
Interesting.
And which is amazing
in theory.
Uh-huh. But there's colors that are really, really close to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like one is like a burgundy and one's like a dark purple.
Oh.
And so they're basically exactly the same.
Yeah.
But not when it comes to the thread.
It's not a 4-7 or a...
why can't
like
you
it.
Just... There's a lot more colors in the world, people.
Right.
Let's, you know, then there's like a...
Or use a number like everybody else.
Right. Or there's a lime green.
Uh-huh.
But there's also one that's half lime green, half hot pink. So if you look at it wrong and you just see the lime green, you might stitch a lime green color.
Right.
It's so dumb. So I think that I've messed up a bunch. And like I have this one flower that's
beautiful.
You're
making it your own.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
And then the other, because it doesn't look like what it's supposed to look like.
I see.
It's like the leaves don't look right. The second flower, I mean, I'll have to show you.
Looks a little drunk. Yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
But, you know, it gives me something to do.
Yeah.
And my friend Michelle, who is a really good podcast. She listens to podcasts.
She's a good listener.
She's
very
a
well.
She's
a big
faithful
part of our show.
Podcast listener.
Yes.
And she also likes it when she gets a shout out. Hi, Michelle.
Hey, Michelle.
And
my Michelle.
I inspired her to get back to cross stitching.
Oh, good.
She's so good at it, and she does ones that have like 73,000 colors.
Oh.
And she just showed me. She's like, this is where I do it, and I've got my whole extra bedroom where I put the thread, and this is where the thread goes, and this is how I watch TV. Well, if she does something wrong, she tears everything out.
Oh, no. Oh my God.
And she told, because I showed her a picture of my flower, and she goes, yeah, you were right. That doesn't really look like a flower. Are you going to tear it all out? And I'm like, fuck no.
No, we're going to move on.
Exactly. So it'll be, it's a bee, can't you tell? And stuff. And so, I mean, hers are, and she does, like, this is another cross-stitching thing, but they tell you how many threads to use.
Right.
So it could be like a one thread, a two thread, depending on the threads.
Like the thickness?
The thickness.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I've always had, like, my last one, all the thread was two threads.
Okay.
This one now, all the threads are three threads.
Okay.
And stuff, that's great.
Say that really fast.
Right. but she goes, my new one has, some are one, some are two, some are four, some. And so she has to like go back and forth with that too.
Well, because it has certain thicknesses.
Yeah.
It gives almost like a 3D look to it. Yeah.
Right. Which is great for her.
Right. That's an advanced level.
It is. And I think that she's, I mean, she went a long time without doing it, but she was doing it for a long time before that.
Yeah.
So I think that that's amazing. Hopefully I'll get to that someday, but whatever. Anyways, dang. I'm cross stitching.
I'm going to get Lisa a shirt that says, keep on threading.
That's right. I like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or S-E-W.
That'll make me look bad.
Yeah. Yeah. So, S-E-W what? Kind of. It's kind of like
so.
Yeah.
So itchy.
Oh, so what?
Uh-huh. So what?
Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry that this is getting, but.
Your book?
Danica just came.
Hi, Danica.
Yeah.
She has chimed in.
She has chimed in. She says, it's the fucked up one I told you about. It's called Pretty Girls by Karen Slaughter. It's the fucked up book I just finished. Literally so good. Wish I could read it for the first time again. It's super dark, but right up your alley. Loving true crime.
So you can just borrow the book from her.
Yes. And the last name is Slaughter.
That's true.
Interesting. Pretty Girls by Karen Slaughter. What's his face? It had some dark shit. Had a book called Pretty Girls. Dean Koontz or somebody like that, but it was terrifying also. So, yay, done.
Yay, there you go. I'm going to get it too. Or you get it, and then I'll, after you read it.
Yes, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so back to
crafts, projects.
Yeah.
Daryl, you got one?
My craft project is watching my wife.
She is entertaining.
I love watching her. And like I said before, when she started doing this, it's so cute because she gets her own little setup now. She's got a light in her little corner on the couch. If you've been to our house, some of the Patreon have been, she's got her little area and she just sits there and goes and she'll watch TV and she, you know, does this and that. My craft is going to be, now that it's going to be fall and I won't want to be outside as much, as I'm going to be doing more work to the studio.
Mm. Nice.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I've got some stuff. I've got a bunch of stuff for more stuff for the ceiling and stuff that I want to do.
For that's acoustics.
Gonna, yeah, mm-hmm. For acoustics and stuff. And I did get those
doors
so I can shut that off.
Nice.
Yeah. So then we'll just be shut in here now.
Perfect.
Yeah. And then I'm going to get some chains for the ceiling so we can. Oh, no, just kidding.
I bet that'll sound good.
Yeah.
That'll be good.
No, that's going to be my craft now that it's fall.
Nice. So I don't have a craft, but I do have a project right now. And I think maybe I talked about it on the last show or the show before, but I have a personal framer. I have somebody that came and framed my face. No, a personal trainer. And it's my old GM, a friend of mine named Rebecca, and she's awesome. And so we've only had a few sessions, and by that I mean one, and she's leaving town, but she emailed me our workout. And she's so inspirational, but she'll check in with me every day and make sure that I'm walking the dog and keeping me accountable and doing all the things that I need to do. But I just really like her style and her passion and her common sense. And the main thing that I really like is it's a custom program. And she We did a workout together, and she could see my strengths and weaknesses, and it was actually shockingly surprising what I was good at and what I need work on.
Is she leaving town because of your workout?
Yeah, she's just like, that's it.
I gotta go.
Yeah, she has one of those little hobo things on a stick. She's on a train. I'm out. I'm out.
She sells snake oils and workout stuff.
Oh my gosh.
But she does sell like creatine and protein powder and all that other stuff too. But I like her energy. I like her common sense stuff. She helps with my diet and things that I need to be eating. But anyway, it was just such a short time that we had been working together doing that. And I've already, and it could be mental and I don't even care, but just have more energy, confidence, stamina, less brain fog. And I don't know, I'm just excited about it. It feels good. And I don't even care what the external results look like, so long as I feel good. And so far, so good. So anyway, so I want to give her a plug.
Yeah.
It's Rebecca Be Fit on Instagram.
Okay.
But it's REBEKAH.FIT, F-I-T, on Insta. And she has little reels and videos and inspirational sayings and stuff. And she's just lovely. And she is taking other clients if anybody is interested.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Cool.
Love her.
Okay, that sounds good.
That's my project, is my body.
Can I go back to books? Because yes. Danica just gave us a whole list.
Sure.
she wrote me, and I can all, Shelley, instead of you having to write this,
okay,
I'll
just send it.
Screenshot it for you. But if you guys are into, what would you call
macabre,
it? Not even macabre, like true crime, mystery,
thriller.
Suspense. Thriller.
You kept us in suspense.
Yeah,
yes. Name
yeah. What is it? What is it?
The Last One at the Wedding by Jason Ruckluck. Hidden Pictures by Jason
His
Ruckluck.
Work is so terrifying.
Ruckluck. Oh. R-E-K-U-L-A-K.
It could be Ruckluck.
Ruckluck. Okay. So apparently she likes him.
It's
he has
Luke.
Two of them. The Last One at the Wedding and Hidden Pictures. The Housemaid series by Freida McFadden. I don't know.
I've heard of her.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Last House Guest by Megan Miranda and The Missing Girls by Megan Miranda.
Oh, and, boy.
Yeah, so just some suspense.
So were The Last House Guest The Missing Girls?
It could be a one.
Where'd they go?
Ooh. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, anyways, that's exciting. Thank you, Danica.
Oh, God bless her.
Thank
you, Danica. Yeah, recommendation.
Thank you for the hot books. We're going to read them today.
So we did books.
Yeah.
We did crafts and projects.
Mm-hmm.
What about products?
Oh.
Well, Lisa talked about she needed some...
Yeah,
but what I can recommend. Ooh.
Bones Coffee.
Ooh, yeah. Tell us about it.
So we went to Shields, which is another thing to recommend.
We all need to go up there. It's oh my God.
So for all of you who do not know what this is, I have asked like almost all of my clients since we went, and I would say it's probably been about 30 people.
Mm-hmm.
The only person who actually knew what it was Shelley.
Uh-huh.
And that's crazy. I mean, not that
it's way up north. It's not
it
in our neighborhood.
Is, but yeah. So is Bucky's, and why doesn't everybody know about
Bucky's
that?
Bucky's is a few minutes away from it.
Right.
So.
So it's called Scheels, S-C-H-E-E-L-S.
Mm-hmm.
It's like ProBass and Scheels had a, or ProBass and Bucky's had a baby.
Yeah, it's massive.
But better. And it has, it's like every different part
anything
of
you're
the
looking
store
for.
Has a different little shop.
Uh-huh.
Like there's a beef jerky shop, and there's
candy
a Fizzy
shop.
Wigs, which is a candy shop, and there's a... billion Stanley cups, and there's a dog section, and
there's
they had
memorabilia like football jerseys,
uh-huh.
baseball jerseys, hockey jerseys,
any kind of
anything,
sport you
sports,
can think
sporting
of.
Goods. But then you go upstairs,
uh-huh.
and there's a spot that has essential
food.
Oils, that has pots and pans, it has
it
golf.
Sounds like a fancy flea market.
It's so huge. But the thing that cracked me up, and if you don't mind, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to jump in on you. This is what cracked me up. We spent most our time in the dog area,
uh-huh.
all the dog toys, everything. This, that. I'm like, I can't believe. So then Lisa comes over. She goes, I got to go to the potty.
Mm-hmm.
So she, you have to go clear across the town
mm-hmm.
to get to the bathroom. So I wander over towards the airsoft guns and this. Mm-hmm. It's because I'm looking for something to take care of my pigeons.
Yeah, yeah, sure. That's the place to do it.
And I made a guy laugh. I said, well, that looks like that would take care of some pigeons. And he kind of chuckled. He heard me say it.
They had like a whole knife section and swords.
Yes. Yeah.
But when I went to go to the bathroom, I came back. We were there for like 2 hours, didn't see the whole thing.
No, we got to go back.
But when I came back from the bathroom section, I was like, did you know there was a shooting range? And Daryl was like, shut up. And I go, yeah, it was by the foods, which we also didn't see. They also have a 2-lane bowling alley.
What?
Yeah. Wow. And there's a big...
Spices.
What spices? But there's a big Ferris wheel right in the middle of it. And it's only $1 to ride. And so...
Me and the tech witch, we're going to ride it. But we got caught up in dog toys.
Yeah. And we had to leave because it was closing.
Yeah.
That being said... They had a huge coffee section, and they had Bones Coffee, which I've been wanting to try anyways, only because of the shtick,
they all have marketing.
They have like funny names that all have to do with macabre and skeletons.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, which one can I get? And they had like a French toast. They all have, I can't remember the names or whatever, but there was like Holy Cannoli, where it tasted like cannolis, and the guy, it was like a...
Mob guy.
But he like looked like the Godfather.
Yeah.
Okay. But it was a skull. And it just, they're really, really cute. They're expensive. It's for Keurigs. Well, either one, for coffee beans or ground coffee bag, or 12 Keurigs, it's $16.95.
Yeah.
But I looked on Amazon, and on Amazon, it's $19.95. So it's cheaper at Scheels.
Yeah.
I bought the butterscotch one. It's great. I love it. And not Daryl thought that it didn't have enough flavor. I do. I didn't. I think.
But you had yours with your cream and everything.
I did. He just
so she doctored it up. I had it just black. So yeah.
So I think it's great. I loved it. Loved it. Loved it. I hope I can get some more at some point. And that would be my recommendation for coffee is Bones Coffee. I think can get it. I think it's with a Z.
That's what I wrote, just in case. I wasn't sure.
I think you can get it on the internet, too. I think that they have a website, be warned about getting into subscriptions.
Sure.
I don't know if that's one because I haven't looked into it, but a lot of them are.
Okay.
And stuff, but it's really good. And go to Scheels, guys. Don't, if you want to go to Bucky's, like, I think I want to go to Bucky's. Don't.
No, go lose yourself at Scheels.
It's the same thing.
But better. They just don't have a gas station.
No, and they don't have the pulled pork sandwiches.
Right, yeah, that's true. That's the only thing, but no, it was great.
But
it's like an elevated flea market, kind of, but inside.
But more expensive.
Yeah,
exactly.
It was so cool.
It was funny because this little gal, she came around and she spoke pretty broken English, but she asked Lisa, she goes, have you tried? Is this good?
The coffee.
And Lisa goes, I've heard, you know, this. That little gal picked out 3 different coffees and turns to Lisa and goes, thank you so much for helping me. And Lisa goes, thank you for thanking me.
Oh, cute.
You know, it's just this day and age, people don't really reach out or talk, it seems like. But I thought she was just the cutest little thing because they were all, her family's looking at me like, what the hell are you doing talking to these
people? And Paul's girlfriend was, she has had it. They both had had it and they were buying 2 more things.
So you could recommend it.
Yeah. So they said, they were like, we've tried this kind and this kind. It was great. And I think she took those 2. And I said, I have a friend who's tried it and she said it was great. So she's like,
but yeah, she was just a little cutie.
So yeah.
God, yeah, we could have a whole section on coffee. Keurig-wise, I recommend, it's called San Francisco Bay is the company.
Oh.
And the flavor I like is Fog Chaser, which I think is
a nice Fog Chaser?
Yeah. But it's just rich and cozy. And yeah, it's like one of the few that I'll drink without creamer.
Ooh, that sounds good.
This is what's funny. So we are all different coffee drinkers.
Yeah.
Daryl's a plain black coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Shelley's plain coffee with flavored creamer.
Yeah.
And I'm flavored coffee, flavored creamer.
Yes.
and sugar.
Maybe some sugars.
The blue kind.
Yeah.
But so that's funny that she does that. But it also with a good, if you like flavored coffees, the best I've ever had is the Cinnabon one.
Ooh.
And there's 2 different kinds of cinnamon. Uh-huh. There's red hot cinnamon and there's cinnamon roll cinnamon.
Oh my God.
This one is cinnamon roll cinnamon.
Yes.
It's so good. And it's so the good. Best coffee I've ever had.
Okay, if you're going through a coffee drive-thru, what's your favorite? Money, no object.
Coffee. Well, it depends. It totally depends on the season and the time of day.
Yeah. Get me a watered-down Americana from
Starbucks. If I have to go, like, I... So, If I'm going to go to a coffee shop, I'm going to go to Starbucks.
Right.
Only because I don't think that they're too sweet, and I usually like a hot coffee.
I got you.
I like just a plain old caramel macchiato if it's hot. If it's cold, I've been loving their Stratos. Shelley brought me one, and it has like it tastes like a malted milk ball.
It's goodness, really good.
But it's not too sweet, and it's the best thing I've ever put in my mouth.
Wasn't
it's
like a frappuccino on like cold foam.
Yes,
or something?
It's like a frappuccino but smoother.
Yes,
and stuff
so, and less sweet.
And but I think that those are featured, so it's not going to be there.
Oh, they only last. Yes, yeah, sometimes. Yeah.
Probably
if I'm going to get a frappuccino, I usually it depends on if I want coffee or not. Mm-hmm. If I don't want coffee, I'll get a chai latte frappuccino or a strawberry frappuccino. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to get coffee, I don't care.
Yeah.
You can bring me anything you want with a frappuccino and it's going to taste good.
Bring it on.
Because it's like ice cream.
Yeah.
And so those are my go-tos. What's your go-to coffee shop?
It's usually geography-based.
Yeah.
You know, whatever's on my way to whatever if I need to do that. But I like Almond Joy kind.
Oh.
And I've only had those at Ziggy's and Ink. And that's, you know, with the almond and the coconut and the latte. And I think they might use coconut milk. I don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
I would like that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Would.
Oh, that's a real deal.
I just think, like, I need to try. I've tried Ziggy's. You brought me one.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they're sweet or a little too sweet. I can't do their hot coffee, but their cold coffees and their frappuccinos are good, but a little too sweet for me. But not that I won't drink it. I will totally will. Dutch Brothers is almost so sweet that I can't drink it.
I feel that way about Dunkin'.
Yeah, and Dunkin'. Uh-huh. And I can't drink their hot at all. Dunkin' or...
You can't drink... I like Dunkin's black. They're good. That's good
coffee.
Well,
I don't like black coffee.
Yeah.
But I believe it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I like it in the store. Like if you buy it to put in your own coffee.
That's one of the ones I always look for.
Uh-huh.
If it Dunkin's on sale, I would get. I'm like, oh my God.
McDonald's
K-Cups are the best.
Yeah, if you're making it at home, doctor ear only.
Mm-hmm. Or if you're going and you really want coffee, and I've said this before, and I'm sorry if you're hearing this for the 100th time, but on the app, McDonald's coffee is 99 cents. So if you really want coffee and you can't afford a $10 one, get just a regular coffee.
Get her done.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was funny. Just a couple of weeks ago, I went into work. Yes, I did go into work.
Mm-hmm.
And we got there early enough. So I go, honey, you going to buy me breakfast? She goes, I would love to. And so we can't go to Georgia. So we went to McDonald's.
Yeah, we didn't have a lot of time.
And so we went through. And the guy goes, oh, hey, Lisa.
She did. You are such a liar.
Why is he always busting your chops about being a coffee regular?
I don't know.
You hardly ever buy coffee.
I just love messing with her. But no, the guy goes.
I do buy coffee but almost
she goes, do you have your rewards? And Lisa goes, yes, I do. So, yeah, but, you know, but I love messing with her, but seriously, McDonald's does have a good cup of Joe.
They have their prices have gone
Do you remember
up.
Back in the day they had the cups? Did
oh,
your parents
yeah.
ever have the your
I dad had that to, sure with
your
handle.
Dad had to have had the cup.
Oh, don't talk to me about my parents and cups. If there's a vessel they could put liquid in, they needed to have it.
Yes.
They were so hydrated.
Yes,
so
no.
Hydrated.
I like I could just see Jim walking in. Hey, how you doing?
Here's my cup.
Oh my God.
Yeah. As far as McDonald's food prices, like Daryl and I were really surprised at how much the breakfast was. It was like $20 for the two of us, and it used to be like $12.
Right.
So we were like, what the heck happened here? But it was we were splurging.
We don't
Their
hardly ever go out.
There are some times where nothing else but McDonald's will do.
And mostly breakfast. I can't usually do McDonald's.
I have not eaten anything else at McDonald's for years.
Besides
my Egg McMuffin.
Since we're on this or whatever, recommendations. For your best fast food.
Ooh.
I gotta go. I got my Del Taco back, so I'm happy as a lark out here, people.
Yeah, it's a lark.
First Instinct is always Wednesdays. Wendy's, because A, I look like her, and B, their burgers are just always fresh. They have fresh onions on there, fresh tomatoes, fresh lettuce.
Have you noticed at the stores now, they sell Wendy burgers?
I did
They
not.
Sell Wendy bacon.
I did not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Wendy's has their own line at the grocery store now.
How are they?
And now they've got and now they've got Wendy's chili.
We tried the burgers.
Well, yeah, I tried the burgers. I haven't tried the bacon, but now they got Wendy's chili in a can.
Mm-hmm.
See, I think it would take it away from me if somebody else isn't making it to me and handing it to me.
Yeah.
True. Yeah.
If I have to make it myself. I don't like cooking, exactly, but I don't. If I have to make it myself, fuck it.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are we doing?
The only reason that I know this is because Shelley brings it to me, is Smashburger and Culver's are very, very good.
Oh, God, the Culver's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've only had the Smash, is that, no, not Smashburger.
No, In-N-Out.
In-N-Out, yes. Thank you, wrong burger.
You were in the ballpark.
I was. Uh-huh. I've only had the In-N-Out once, mm-hmm, and stuff. I thought it was good.
Yeah.
I'd like to try it again.
It's really cheap, too.
Yeah, it's a good,
it's a good for me, for you.
You put a little spice on it.
It's just one of those that's
double,
like,
double.
It's close enough to my work to be too far away from my work to get it.
Yeah.
And plus, Daryl always makes my lunches.
Yeah,
and
it's
just
a nice little treat.
Yeah. So there's fast food. Okay, we can get off my tangent.
No, that was good. Yeah, I like your tangent.
Mm-hmm.
We are tangential. Okay, products. We might have touched on a little bit.
But yeah, Bone the Coffee.
Yeah, Bone the Coffee. CBD cream. So my dad used to get it. I used to get it from my friends that own the Doobie Sisters in Cortez.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I didn't know if it was snake oil or whatever, but it worked for my dad. And I'm like, I don't care if it's a placebo. I don't care if it's mental. Well, let's do it. Well, anyway, I've been having all these problems with my feet. And, you know, whenever I work like 2, 3, 4, 5 shifts in a row, just there'll be days that I can't get out and step on my bare feet out of bed.
Oh, good.
It's just like they hurt so bad. And so anyway, and I'd already seen a doctor and I did all the things. I'm just not doing my part. I'm waiting for money, motivation, whatever. But anyway, I just want to bitch about it, is the deal.
Perfect.
But anyway, one of my coworkers, you get those shoes. I know. I can't wait, whatever they may be.
Yeah.
But anyway, I had a coworker give me, she had a sample of CBD cream. She sells Amway. And I put some on my ankle and on my heel, and I like flew through that day like on angel's wings.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it took all the pain away almost instantly. I don't know what's in it and I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, CBD creams, my number one product recommendation for today.
Do you know how much it is?
It's $61.
Okay.
You got me a jar of the stuff that your dad used to use one time.
Yeah,
and
I loved it.
I mean, I used it to the end.
Mm-hmm.
When we were up in Dillon the last time, Crystal and Tom came up, Tom Crowberry.
Mm-hmm.
They came up and she bought some.
It was some kind of spray.
It was some kind of a spray.
Yeah.
And so it worked good. And Lisa goes, "Do you want to stop and get some?" I said, "Not really. I don't want to spend money on something that worked good one time and it felt good." You know, but
because you don't know.
Yeah.
But when you did get me that that CBD oil or cream, that I can't forget even what it was, but it was good. But I would like to, if you, the one that is,
the
you say it's from Amway?
No. The girl that I work with works for Amway and she is the close version. The girls that live in Cortez, obviously.
Yeah, but the Amway one, so it's close by.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would like to try that.
Yeah, and I think the poor man's version of that, which I forgot about until this very moment, it's like Asper Cream, but it's not Asper Cream.
Oh, and, I know what it is.
Arnica?
Yeah,
I have a prescription that my doctor gives me. But I told Lisa, it's like it works for about a week, and then it goes away. So I spread it out. Won't do it for a couple months. Then
so
I go back to
it.
Yeah,
maybe you should, because you haven't done it for a while.
Yeah.
So maybe you should go back to it.
I'm going to write that down. But I hope our product thing doesn't turn into just old people products. But that's where I started.
I take Geritol. And that
never depends.
It makes me regular.
I've been taking this little blue pill.
Yeah, he has.
We're now sponsored by Viagra.
Oh, is that what it is?
That's right.
Any other products that anybody suggests?
Tim's Treats and Scents.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. I had one of those little key lime cheesecakes he made for our Patreon party. I had it for breakfast this morning with a cup of coffee. It was amazing. And it was still good 5 days later or whatever. And he's doing dog treats now. Mm-hmm. So I want to highly recommend Tim's Treats.
He said $24 for $5. That's
so cheap.
I don't know, but he's amazing. And
My God. He's a neat person anyways.
We had such a great time at the Patreon party.
Yeah.
And me and him talk food. And I mean, I could see us getting lost. You know, just me and him talking food the whole time. But the best thing, though, is he was asking what I liked at Thanksgiving, what our Thanksgiving pies were.
Mm-hmm.
And we really don't have pie because my pops, my uncle, he has diabetes, so he can't. And Tim makes diabetes-free pies.
Amazing. Yeah. And so gluten-free stuff, too, right?
So this year,
corn-free.
Wow.
Yeah, so this year I'm excited because I told him, he goes, I'll make you a pie for your uncle.
He's making us a pie.
So we're going to have a pie that my uncle can have some
So yesterday, nice? Stacy, his wife, came in to get her nails done, and she brought me one of the cookies that he made.
The pumpkin?
It was a peanut butter cookie. Okay, first of all, I'm not really a peanut butter cookie fan.
Oh, see, that's my gig.
I know, I should have given it to you, but too bad. Uh-huh. because I ate it anyways.
How do you really feel?
Right? You guys, crumble cookie can kiss my ass.
Oh, I'm sure he's the best.
It was just as, like, soft and gooey and wonderful. Like, if I don't like this kind of cookie, I can't imagine the cookies I would like.
Right,
because this was so good. And I was just like, oh, my God. Yeah, so we got to see about him making like a dozen cookies.
The thing of it is, and he's already done a couple events. He did one of our Patreon.
Amber.
Amanda Reed's high school reunion. He did their treats for them, mm-hmm. and I guess it was just a success. But the guy, just seriously, he's going to go places. He's going to make it big.
Chef Tim.
Yeah. Go to Tim's Treats on Facebook and to place an order or just to see the stuff he has available. He did, for you Harry Potter fans, he did a butterbeer. Yeah, cake.
That's right.
And I saw a tiramisu, a key lime tiramisu.
Oh my God.
Could you freaking die?
He's a veteran baker, like a baker who is in the
military.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's a baker's man.
That's right.
He's it's a patty cake.
And his wife sells scentsy and it smells really good.
Oh,
and all the
fall
scents
so good
are the best.
Too.
Great product. She gave us some little sample goodie bags, mm-hmm. and I put the car air freshener in. And you know how when you get a car air freshener and you put it on your little rearview mirror and it's like too intense for the first 2 weeks, and then you can't smell it at all.
Right.
I got in the first day after putting it in, and it was just right. It smelled mm-hmm. like a fresh baked cookie. Maybe Tim rummed his stuff on it.
It could
I don't
be.
Know.
That's you mean his cookie
so
stuff.
That's so funny, Shells, because I stuck our air freshener in our guest bathroom on the mirror. But I've been taking, because we don't have melts. Mm-hmm. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Right.
So I've been taking her little things and sticking them in different drawers.
Or the little samples.
The little
sachets,
samples. Yeah. Sticking them in different drawers. Uh-huh. I stuck one in our guest bedroom mm-hmm. and I opened it. I'm like, that's heaven.
Yeah. Okay, I think I just came up with a logo for her.
Yeah.
Stick Stacy's stuff in your stuff.
That sounds dirty. But okay.
Great. But she'll love it.
I do have little gift bags of hers at the salon. So if anybody wants one, stop by. There was some cleaning products, laundry soap, all kinds of stuff in there.
Smell
Febreze
like heaven.
Kind of stuff.
Yeah, that cleaning stuff worked real good. I used it on the
I used it at work. I had some too. Mm. So yeah, if you want a packet, come in. There's probably 5 or 10.
So good.
First come, first serve.
That's right.
Yeah. And I'll put her...
on our page.
Her stuff on our page.
Both of them.
I love it.
Stacy's stuff is on our page.
Stacy's stuff is
Stick
on your page.
Stick Stacy's stuff in your
products.
Stuff.
The last one that I have, and unless we go on another tangent or 12, which I love, is service. So a service that I want to recommend is something I did this morning. My good friend Haley Walworth from Blake Street Tavern Days, she is going to school to be a dental hygienist. And so she needs to she needs to do 38 cleanings, I think, before graduation in May. And it is so cheap. She did a great job. She has an instructor check every step of the way. So we did x-rays and deep clean and scrapings and a polish.
Ooh,
and
yummy.
A fluoride.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, and a fluoride rinse. And so she has like an 8 o'clock in the morning appointment on Wednesdays and maybe Saturdays. And it goes for like 4 hours or 3.5 hours. And then an afternoon one on those days that's like 1 to 4 or something like that. But anyway, she did such a great job and she has such a good bedside manner. And I really want to see her succeed. She's working really hard at this. My teeth feel great. And anyway, it was like almost $0. So I think there was some equipment fee or something like that. So anyway, if you need some
cheap dinner. Do you have an orthodontic school there too? Do you know?
while you're at it, will you put on some Invisalign?
Right.
No, I don't think they do that. But
okay.
Maybe that's the advance. That's the dental college.
Maybe.
But anyway, it's in Lowry if you're a Coloradan.
Oh.
It's on 1062 Akron Way. It's a dental school. Ask for Haley. And she's looking for patients. And I thought she did a fantastic job.
Nice.
When you wrote down service, I thought you meant like hospitality.
Oh, well, we could do that, too, for sure.
Yeah, which, that's what I thought.
Yes.
So I just wanted to tell you guys about how amazing Babes was when me and my mom went there to visit Shelley. We were just going to get some tea, weren't going to really eat or anything, and my mom ended up getting a sandwich. It was big enough for two people.
Ooh, nice. Get,
yeah, and stuff. So,
so it's not a small plate.
It's not a small plate. it was definitely, like... I asked Shelley, I was like, do you want, or can I get an extra salad, you know, or whatever? And she's like, I'll just make you a salad big enough for two, you know, or like split it in half and stuff. And so she had the two, the sandwiches with a little bit of salad on the side. It was more than enough for two people. We then, my mom's never had a macaroon. She had a macaroon.
What?
Yeah. Because she wanted to try it. I think she tried the orange dream.
Ooh, orange dream.
Yeah. And I got a scone with all the dipping sauces, the curd cream. What is it called?
Oh, the lemon curd and the clotted cream.
Clotted cream.
And strawberry preserves. Mm.
The clotted cream was to die for. That was my favorite. It was amazing. We tried three different kinds of tea, butterscotch, kettle corn, and Shelley, my mom was like, can we have something with a little girth? And
do we do the Earl Grey lavender?
It wasn't lavender, but
de
it was
la creme.
De la creme Earl Grey. It was.
Did it stick to your teeth?
No, it but she girthy. Liked it more than I did. Oh. It kind of tasted like twigs and sticks to me.
Mm. And some of them are earthier than others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The adjective we use generally isn't twigs and sticks. Do you want something like straight from the ground?
Hey, is Shelley standing next to a tree?
As you know, I'm more of a fruity yes, person.
Sure.
And
as far as her teas go, not her man.
Well, there's that. And so I loved the other two. That one was fine. I mean, like if that would have been the only one to choose from, I'd have been like, this is great. But the other two, the service was amazing. The people were so nice.
How was Shelley?
She was fine.
Yeah.
She's okay.
The bartender.
Kind of earthy.
Twigs and sticks. The bartender, whose name is escaping me.
Meredith.
She came over because she's a fan of the show, a new fan. She was super, super sweet. I loved her a lot. I wanted to give her a sticker, and I didn't have one in my purse.
No merch.
Oh, so, Shelley, you have to give her some stickers. She wants some.
You got it.
And there was a guy that Shelley introduced me to named Sam because he thought me and her were lesbians. And because she said my partner.
No, I said, so my girlfriend and I have a podcast together. And he's from South Africa. And he's like months went by or weeks went by. And I was talking about boys or something. And he's like, oh, I thought you played for the other team.
Yeah.
I'm like, because I drive a Subaru. And he goes, no, because you said
because
you had a girlfriend.
Wearing hiking boots.
Because you're wearing hiking boots.
So I like hiking boots. She introduced him to me just to let him know that, you know.
He's got to meet the man, which I got to go up and
And he was not hard to look at and had a really, really cool accent.
He calls me Sheldon.
And really hell of a nice guy. Yeah. I didn't get a chance to go into the store. But anyways, as far as the service was, it was amazing. So everybody should try it out. And it wasn't as expensive as I thought it was going
to
be.
And I think that's the word that we need to get out, that there is a happy hour. And there are times, like our busiest times are like 10 to 2, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Mm-hmm. And that's when, and if there's parties over six, all we can do is the tea towers with the scones and the sandwiches and the sweets.
Scones.
Because our kitchen, we just don't have enough people to make a la carte happen for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So on the slower times, I don't want you to think that it has to be $100 a person every time you come in. You can come in and split a sandwich or just have a spot of tea or have a really great drink. Or we have these tiered tapas. It's like a really beautiful meat and cheese board with some crackers and all that. And a bottle of wine for $60, split it between two or three people.
Yeah.
And it's a value.
Yeah, we had, I mean, I'm not even going to tell you because Shelley might get in trouble for what she, no, I'm just kidding, she wouldn't and stuff. But no, we both ate, we were both full. We got teas too, and it wasn't anywhere close to that. And it was amazing. It was so good. We got the sandwich was a brie turkey, apple. It had apple jam on it with greens, and it was supposed to have tomatoes, but I said no tomatoes. And the brie,
she's weak.
The brie was like thick. Like,
dude,
oh my goodness.
I'll
chubby brie?
For the fall episode that we're doing very soon, if not next.
Yeah.
But there's some pretty exciting things on the fall.
Oh, how exciting. Listen, I can't wait to talk about that.
Yeah.
But anyways, that's my great service. Have you had any good services, Daryl? Besides me?
I was going to say, I don't leave the house very much anymore these days, folks. So
don't get him started on King Supers.
No.
I haven't even been to King Supers
That's
for a
true.
While.
Well, we only have one car right now.
Yeah, so
I'm
like, call me Macaulay Culkin. I'm home alone.
Yeah,
so my good services is getting up in the morning and serving myself a cup of coffee.
And serving myself.
Servicing yourself.
Yeah, serving.
That sounds like the end of part two to me, except for the wow. Well,
yeah.
Did you have something else?
Did you want to talk about TV or no?
Oh, fuck, I forgot about TV.
That's okay.
I thought we went in there with the docs, too.
We kind of did.
No, no, but...
Let's keep going.
Well, we've been watching The Righteous Gemstones.
Can I just show somebody something here?
Well, you can't show the podcast people, but our Patreon.
This is mine and your Bad Witches list of everything we watch.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Everything that's checked off is where we're at right now, because they're at their stopping point.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's organized.
We're going to put more down here, but here's the thing. Right down here, it's going to say... Hockey starts,
yeah. So we won't be able to watch anything else.
Highly recommend.
Yeah, highly recommend. Okay, so what's your top three on those that you would recommend to other people who are looking for a new show to start?
Well,
are you having a hot flash?
Uh huh.
I'm sorry.
My ears are sweating.
My favorite one right now is when we're doing the Gemstones.
The Righteous Gemstones.
Okay, Righteous Gemstones is so fucked up and so funny.
It's you know how I told you that I don't like shows where I hate everyone?
Yes.
This is one of them.
She loves...
They're so horrible that it's funny, and I love to hate them, and it's such a funny comedy, you guys. It's kind of, again, a little bit risque, but if you want something that'll just take your mind off of everything, it's about a family of...
It'll make you feel good about yourself.
Yeah, seriously. They're like a ministry, okay. Like a big ministry, like Joel Osteen or whatever. Yeah, sure. They have a huge church.
All right.
But they're horrible, horrible people.
That sounds
and
great.
And it's amazing. And the daughter is like speaking of misogynistic.
It's three kids.
The dad loves the boys, doesn't really give the daughter a lot. You know, like she can't minister anything. Right. She just has to be in the office. And she's always trying to get his love. Oh. And so, but she's like, she reminds me of Molly Shannon, but she's not. But she's like, and they all go, daddy. That's how they say it. They're like, okay, daddy.
Daddy, I want to do something this week, daddy.
Daddy, can I be on the stage this week, daddy? And they're so horribly wonderful. And so if you guys haven't, and there's a lot of wiener in it.
Oh, sure. You had me at wiener.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds kind of like Schitt's Creek, where they're also unlikable that you just love them to pieces.
Yes, exactly.
It's
like
so cringeworthy. You're like, I can't believe. Wait, what?
Yeah,
yeah,
it's wonderful. So yeah,
is that on Apple?
It's on Max.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we watch. Of course, we're like, of course, we got AGT, America's Got Talent,
Big Brother,
that type of stuff. But the one that we found that we really like is a game show. Is we like The Floor.
Yeah, The Floor's great.
And it's got that good looking, you know, not hard to look at,
Rob Lowe
guy
who drinks from the freaking...
Who the hell that guy? I want to know where he sleeps in some kind of a chamber.
Yeah,
it can't be exercise and diet.
No,
I don't want to believe it.
I don't either.
It's so funny because they do a lot of stuff. It's like, not trivia stuff, but they talk, yeah, kind of stuff. But it'll be something about him or something he's been in, and he'll look at the people like, "Are you? I'm right here."
Uh-huh.
You know, like '80s movies, and it's like The Outsiders, and they don't know it.
They'll like, "What is that?" And they even one time this lady, they showed a picture of him. I think it was The Outsiders.
Yeah,
and she goes,
"I don't know what that is."
Yeah, she didn't get it right.
No.
That
and he goes,
crazy.
I think it was two of them. It was like St. Elmo's Fire and The Outsiders.
Oh my god!
And she didn't get either one.
I love that one.
I'm glad you guys introduced me to that. That was fun to play with you guys.
Yeah.
But also harder than it looks.
Totally.
Because watching along, you're like, oh my God, you're an idiot. You're such a dipshit. And then you try to do it yourself and you're like, I can't think of basic words.
Exactly. No, the funny one, like I said, was when Shells was over and we were watching and puppies came up. We're all three like drooling like, oh, we got this. And we're like,
all day.
Cricket.
It was harder.
Yeah, it was.
Than one would think.
Yeah. So yeah, those are the ones that we've been. Yeah.
How about you? Awesome. TV wise, what do you?
No. Just no. No, I think the last series I watched that wasn't a documentary was Shrinking, which highly recommend.
Did you watch all of them?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, so good.
Yeah,
right?
I can't wait for that to come back.
Well, you burned through
to come
that,
back.
Right?
Yes.
Shrinking, didn't you? Because you,
oh my gosh,
you and your mom were watching it, right?
No, the last series we watched together was Ted Lasso, and then
that's
I watched
it.
Shrinking
oh, and
after
Ted
that.
Lasso's coming back. Yeah.
And I wish that my mom was still with us, but I also don't think that I would watch Shrinking with her.
No, I get that. But isn't
sexy.
It weird how I can't think of his real name right now, but
Jason,
the guy,
whatever.
No, the Roy.
Oh yeah, oh, yeah,
from
British
Ted Lasso.
Guy. Yeah,
that how different he is on the two.
Oh my God,
and
so
that he
sensitive.
Wrote both of them.
I know
that he wrote Ted Lasso and he
Brett
wrote Shrinking.
Goldman?
And
just
Brett Goldstein.
Goldstein.
Thank
and
you.
And just another guy, not hard to look at.
No,
fellas.
He is not.
Damn! Every time I watch either one of those, I'm like, Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's right.
I got a little robbed here, God.
Yeah, great. Ted Lasso and Shrinking are great.
5 stars.
On Apple.
No, but are you excited for the new Ted Lasso to come on? I mean, will it be hard?
Season 4.
I mean, not to say will it be hard to watch it, but you know, your mom's with you, so you're watching, you'll laugh out loud. And
oh,
be like,
totally.
Because, yeah. I mean, I do that stuff with, you know, my mom's been gone for quite some time. Yeah. And I watch the Avs game, and I still, I will go, God damn it, I do this. I look at, because I know that Dee Brown's looking at me going, I understand, son.
Yeah, she gets it. She gets it. There's a part of her there with you.
Yes,
you
always.
My brother Michael was into it also, so maybe he and I can.
That'd be great. Yeah, exactly. Well, awesome. Let's come back then with the wow, you guys.
Finally with the wow.
Thank you for the recommendations. Come on.
For the wow, your witches are doing it now. With talk about music, pets, and stupid criminals, this is the wow.
Alrighty, guys, we're back, and it's time for the wow. And you know how much we all love the wow.
Wow.
That we say, wow. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Alrighty, guys, this week, Lisa, you have...
Muzak.
Shelley has...
Animals.
And I have dumb criminals.
They're so dumb.
But let's start out with, what do you got music?
Sure.
Let's start out with you.
So my friend Leslie, who is also another avid listener, says that sometimes she doesn't relate with our shows, when, especially if we're talking about things that are... with pop culture and stuff like that, and TV and stuff, because she, it may be an age thing. It also, she didn't watch a lot of TV and stuff like that, but she's a big Broadway person.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I decided to do this for her. Hamilton. What are the five most popular Broadway musicals in Broadway history?
Oh, of all times?
Uh-huh.
Cats.
Lion King.
Do you want to ask any more?
No, we want to keep guessing.
Keep guessing? Yeah.
I want to put Hamilton on there.
Hamilton is a yes. Lion King is a yes. Cats is not.
Chorus Line.
Nope.
Ooh, wow. You would have thought. A Star is Born?
Not Cabaret. Cabaret.
No.
Chicago.
No.
Wow.
There's so many different ones. Yeah.
Okay, I give up.
The most popular Broadway musicals based on factors like historical success, critical acclaim, and cultural impact includes Hamilton, Wicked, The Lion King, The Phantom of the Opera, and The Book of Mormon.
Yeah.
These shows are constantly recognized for their longevity, high box office performance, and lasting influence on the musical theater landscape. I am proud to say I have seen them all.
I have also.
Cool.
I've only missed a couple.
Yeah, you've only missed...
I've never seen...
The Phantom of the Opera. That's
Phantom
it.
Of the Opera.
You've seen all the rest of them. That's awesome.
That's awesome, man.
That's the Biggest Loser of the group, but it's still good.
Yeah, I mean...
Watch it on TV. Whatever. Yeah. Fiona from Shameless plays the lead girl.
Yeah. These musicals are popular because they have achieved significant cultural impacts and critical complaint.
What you meant.
These people are just overacting.
Acclaim. Hamilton is a cultural phenomenon that blends hip-hop, R&B, and jazz with traditional musical theater. It tells the story of the founding father, Alexander Hamilton. Wicked is critically acclaimed. It's a prequel to The Wizard of Oz. It explores the untold story of the Witches of Oz and is praised for its strong female characters and powerful music. The Lion King, a visually spectacular adaptation of Disney's animated film, known for its breathtaking puppetry, elaborate costumes, and powerful scores by Elton John. Phantom of the Opera, a beloved classic and one of the highest grossing shows of all time, famous for its grand romantic story and iconic score by Andrew Lloyd Webber. The Book of Mormon is satire and humorous musical from the creators of South Park. It explores themes of faith and cultural misunderstanding. I think that that is a great compilation,
like a snapshot.
Of all of them. Of like, if you any They're one of different. These would be amazing. I could probably recommend others and stuff, but I won't because that'll go on too long. But if you've never been to a show and you are afraid of musicals, please don't be, because they're so fun.
No,
and
that's a great list to start with.
Yeah, that's your starting list. I would also love to hear Leslie's recommendations on stuff. I know she saw Cynthia Erivo in The Color Purple.
Whoa.
Yeah, I would love to see that. Yeah. Well, we've seen Color Purple,
but not with her.
A small one.
She got her autograph, which is amazing.
That is so cool.
And she's like now in the new Wicked on the show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so anyways, that is my music.
Amazing.
Boom. And I just have to totally thank my wife for getting me into the arts in that sense.
You're welcome.
I love it. I love going to the theater. It's so much
You're
fun.
You're welcome.
Yep. What was I took you to Coraline first, right?
Yeah.
And then Cats.
And he left and to rant. Go to the bathroom during
I left
tits
during the booby.
Yeah.
But the funny thing, like I said before on the show, thank God back then they had TVs in the...
They did. I'll have to take you to that again.
I looked up and I went, there's boobs.
Yeah.
No. Boobs. Yeah. And then I came back. I told Lisa, I go, did you know there? And she goes, yes, I did, asshole.
Yeah.
No.
They're all Shell, great.
What do you got?
I'm animals this week.
Animals.
I do like to focus on unusual animals. And this one kind of caught my attention because this little fella, or lady, depending, it reminds me kind of my little guy, Linus. But it's a maned wolf, M-A-N-E-D, wolf. Not a fox, not a wolf, but it looks like this. Look at Daddy Long Legs over here.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't
those are,
that look crazy?
I've seen those on...
Oh, goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they look crazy. So anyway, we'll put it on the page. But let me tell you a little something about it. So the maned wolf is a unique, large South American canine known for its long legs, reddish-brown fur, and a distinctive mane of black hair along its back. It looks kind of like a kangaroo hyena, a little bit. Like, it's leggy, guys.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It is neither a fox nor a wolf, but the sole species in its genus, an omnivore, primarily eats fruits, vegetables, and small animals, and is a solitary nocturnal animal that communicates through a unique roar bark and marks its territory with a strong smelling urine, just like Daryl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but there's great pictures of that guy. And then because it was just such a small article, and he has a little head and all these legs, I'm just fascinated.
I think they have one at the Denver Zoo.
Do they?
I think they do.
I want to go check that out. But because whenever I do animals, I want to talk about amphibians.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a giant rain fog, Breviceps gibbosus. It really doesn't look that big, but it's the largest of all rain frogs and can be found in parts of Africa, including South Africa.
Mm.
To survive the summer heat, this amphibian burrows underground. This species begins calling during the first rains of winter and continues to vocalize day and night during wet weather. When threatened, it can blow up like a balloon, intimidating foes with sudden roundness. Because when I wish I had that skill, if I was getting mugged on the street, I'm like, I'm so round!
Look at me.
But check him out. Look at that little guy.
Oh my goodness.
I love his
Isn't
face.
He cute?
That yes,
is
a cute that
face.
Is cute.
He's like a Pekingese.
Looks like an owl.
It looks like a Pekingese owl.
He's like, I'm so puffy. Don't fuck with me.
Right?
And those are my unusual animals for the week.
That is awesome.
Thanks.
Do we talk about not editing things?
Yes.
So just, do we have a tissue?
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
I am so sorry that I'm
are
doing
you ready?
That. And I picked a mosquito bite, and I am bleeding pretty badly outside my
leg. Oh, shit. Should
leg.
We wrap this up and take care of your physical?
No, okay. I got one more to do.
You go,
yeah.
Girl.
Mine is stupid criminals, and this is not even about a stupid criminal. This is what stupid criminals have done to us as a society, to where you can't go someplace. My wife, who wants a puppy so bad, I surprise her once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
I will take her to a pet ranch or something to pet puppies, you know, so she can get her puppy fix and this and that. They have now had to cage their dogs, lock their dogs up because people have come in to steal them.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to show a photo ID, everything, to try and give some love into these puppies that just want to be, they just want to be held.
Yeah.
You know, and it made me sad. We went last week, and I surprised Lisa. We were driving, and I just pulled in, and she's like,
I was kind of wondering why he was driving where
he
was.
The way I went.
But I was like, you know, whatever, let him go the way, like, because I'll usually go, why are you going this way?
Yeah,
and stuff, and he's like, mind your business.
Yeah, I just wanted to take her by, and I said, let's go in and do some puppy loving and stuff. But it made me sad that these idiots that, you know, have caused this to happen. These poor dogs, they, you know, they would probably get more loving and talk, you know, everything.
Yeah.
But they have to be locked up.
That's insanity.
It was sad.
And I'm like, so that is my shout out to stupid criminals. Thanks for ruining something that we like and they would enjoy to have happen to them.
Yes. Yes.
I hope they suck an egg.
Me too.
I hate them.
Yeah. Well, I guess we're just going to have to go to rescues and pet those puppies instead.
Well, yeah, you know, sometimes you can't.
I know. That's the thing that's hard. We've gone to rescues before and they're like, yeah, well, you have to make reservation to come in or appointment. And it's
appointment.
Like, you know, I think that if people just were able to go in and pet, they might fall in love with the dog and shoot it, but whatever.
Recommendation.
They know what they're doing.
Let's drive 4 hours south. We'll go to Monta Vista so we could walk all the dogs and pet them and give them scritches and then spend the night in the drive-in theater motel.
Well, and then we can maybe also go to the National Mill Rescue. I've always wanted to go there.
Do it.
So
I want to do that. That'd be fun.
Road trip.
Yes, road trip while we're all single.
Okay. Yeah.
What?
Sorry, Lisa, I forgot to tell you.
I'm getting D-I-V-O-I-C-A.
Maybe if you didn't have so many mosquito bites, you could keep your mayo.
Maybe if you didn't want so many all over the puppies. Damn place, woman.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Stay married, my friends.
Stay bitchy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no. Must be the season of.